Welcome to CMU Athletics Connection. I'm Zizaleski, Family Vice President and Director of Athletics, Amy Folan. And today I have some very special guests joining me. First off, I have the President of Central Michigan University and my boss, Dr. Neil McKinnon. Thanks for stopping by here today, boss.
Thanks for having me.
You have some beautiful maroon and gold foliage behind you, so that's always a good time of year for us here at CMU.
Well, and I was just saying, you know, I was on your podcast back in January. I wasn't sure if I was going to get the second invite. So this is like Saturday Night Live. It's nice to, you know, come back as not a co-host, but as a guest. So thank you.
We're always glad to have you. And then my other guests are two of the most supportive and accomplished and philanthropic alumni at CMU University that we produce, Tim and Sherry Magnuson. Tim and Sherry, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So what I love is that I want to go through your background, but you guys have a lot here. So I'd like for people to learn your story as I did. And when I first started, you two were some of the first, you gave me my first leadership gift. You raised your hand and you said, we've been supportive a long time and you've been very involved in the business school. But before that, you two are high school sweethearts. So can you tell us a little bit about how you met and how you got to CMU?
Well, I'm going to let Sherry do that one.
That's why I've been married so long. Smart move.
Exactly. I'll take the easy one. We did. We met our freshman year of high school and began dating our junior year of high school. Ended up at Central for different reasons and just continued dating. And Tim studied abroad our sophomore year, came back, decided to propose. We were going to get married after we graduated, but we were going to live together our senior year. So we decided we might as well get married. So we got married our October of our senior year. We just told our professors we took a Friday off, went home, got married, and came back to school on Monday. So, and we'll be celebrating 32 years in October.
Well, Tim, you've done a lot of smart things, but I think that's probably the best thing that I've heard about your accomplishment.
100%. But I'm a trader, best trade I ever did.
And so you guys are from Manistique up in the UP. And Tim, you had a Centralis scholarship that brought you to CMU. And did you guys decide to come to CMU together? Were those independent processes?
They were independent. I think Sherry committed to Central before I did. I think if that's true, Sherry.
I believe so. At least yeah. I'll claim that.
Yeah. And I was torn. When I got the offer with the Centralis offer was, it was a game changer, and I liked Central anyway. But that was like put me over the top easily. And I was one of the, it was the first year that the Centralis scholarship was offered in 1990. So I'm part of that first class cohort of Centralis, which I understand is, you know, still around, and it's been a successful program for Central Michigan and for the students who's benefited from it. But I definitely benefited from it.
Well, an incredible program, and I've known you two now for 5 years, and I didn't realize that Sherry was the first one to pick. Sherry, what made you come to CMU?
I like to say CMU picked me. A girl from my junior year of high school, a girlfriend and I were chosen to represent our high school at a conference at Central Michigan. I had never visited a college before. It was the only college I did end up visiting, and her and I got sent there for a weekend, walked around campus. It was gorgeous, obviously, and decided this is where I could see myself going to school. And so I only applied there and one other backup in case, and it was a no-brainer. So I'd like to say it picked me.
Well, we are so fortunate that you both got here, because you came from Manistique and came as high school sweethearts, and your impact is still felt to this day. And philanthropy is so important to any university, but here at Central Michigan University, we get that direct impact. And President McKinnon, I know under your leadership, we're starting new efforts, and we have had Tim and Sherry doing efforts all the way. What is it about philanthropy that is so important to CMU and people like Tim and Sherry?
Yeah, well, certainly we're a just listening to Tim's story with the Centralis scholarship, you know, that scholarship still exists. Those are really the elite of the elite. That's our top scholarship. And, you know, it's just amazing, as even though I've only been here 10 months, the number of stories I've heard like Tim and Sherry, where they reflect back on their life journey and the pivotal time they spent at CMU and want to pay it back. And so I think we're really blessed, very grateful to have a lot of alumni just like Tim and Sherry that, you know, just trace part of their success journey, maybe not entirely, but part of it, to the place behind me here on the screen.
And Tim and Sherry, I said the first leadership gift I got was from you, and you've continued to be very generous. But one of the favorite times where we got to celebrate your gift to our Maroon Gold and Bold campaign, and you guys had given the first seven-figure gift that's transformative, and we got to celebrate the toilet paper toss, and we got to bring your family. And what's so important about that is your belief in the university, and then celebrating that and sharing that with others really does inspire others to give. So that night, we got to showcase that. But can you tell me a little bit about your passions? And that night we had, I know, Dean Moberg there, and your gift and why you both give to CMU.
We started, I suppose this is a very similar story to a lot of alum. We left Central in 1994. We never really went back to campus probably until the mid-2000s, say call it 10 years later, maybe even longer. I was invited to go back after I was kind of midway into my career here in Minneapolis to be the keynote speaker at Dialogue Days. And it was 2009, so I'm in financial markets, and that was a really messy time. And I debated on whether I wanted to go, and I almost canceled, and I didn't do it. I committed this, I got to do it. So I went there, and I was a speaker. And after that, I met some students. Sherry wasn't with me on that trip, but I met some students, and it just reminded me of, like, you know, they were talking about their journey and talking about what they're going to do. And as Sherry mentioned already, I studied abroad when I was, that was part of the Centralis scholarship package, was you got a paid scholarship. You know, you got the full amount of money you needed to go study abroad. I studied in Germany, and it was transformational. And so I felt compelled when I came back, I talked to Sherry about it. I said, we should set up a scholarship for College of Business CBA students who want to study abroad and need funding to do that. So that was the first scholarship that we set up in 2009 to help students who, you know, they need an extra $1,000 or $2,000. They can make it work, but they need the ability, they need the travel money or whatever to get there. So we set that up, and we still support that. We still, I believe it's, you know, $2,000 scholarships for a year. And we've been doing that ever since. And that was the first time we, I think, committed to a gift of any size. And then, you know, we've been fortunate in our lives, and we've been able to, you know, grow our support for CMU in different ways. And I know you're going to ask about the athletic side at some point, but that's kind of where it started with us, and it's growing from there.
Yeah, and that's incredible. Your story comes back full circle. Sherry, I want to give you an opportunity also to talk about that first gift and coming back to CMU for the first time.
Sure. Just to add what Tim was talking about, we both felt like we owed so much to CMU. He got the Centralis scholarship, and I wasn't an honor student. I was on the opposite end. I was probably that B student who needed the extra help, both academically. I did need financial help. I got that through a work study job in the accounts receivable office, where I worked all 4 years on campus. In fact, I used to sort the president's mail. I don't know if the main Warner Hall mail room is still in the accounts receivable office, but it used to be when I worked there. So that was part of my work study, was to sort the president's mail. So I felt like they gave me so much and gave me the opportunity as a first generation college student, that when we could, we just had to start giving back in some way. And it did start out small in things that mattered to us. Tim had that wonderful opportunity to study abroad. And so it started there, as he mentioned, with just $1,000. But it impacted a lot of students' lives, and we saw that. Kids who maybe, you know, just needed that little bit to, or that incentive to do it. And we were so happy to be able to help them. And then that kind of led to other giving scholarships and to talk about the toilet paper toss. That was before our time at Central. We had always heard about it, but had never experienced it. So whoever decided to bring it back is a genius, Amy. and we were so, you know, happy to be there and to finally get to experience it as alumni.
Yeah, what I loved is it was such a cool evening because it is such a big community, and it's a, you know, it's honoring the past, but living in the future, but really to celebrate your gift. I know you're both very humble, and, you know, you are very mindful, though, that telling your story and why you believe in CMU and your gifts really do help inspire others and the impact. So I know that Dean Moberg and I are both very appreciative, and you guys both have a passion for business. And Tim, you said that's your direct story, but can you tell us a little bit about your passions with athletics and academics and how they work together in strengthening CMU?
I'll start. Sherry's got a lot to say about this too. I mean, we've just always been, we're sports fans. Like, I mean, we watch a lot of sports together, you know, and we were always at the games when we were at Central, and we've, you know, it's a lot easier to watch the games now than they were, you know, back then. But, you know, we tried to watch them as much as we could, the football games and basketball when we could, and we're not being in the area physically. It's, we haven't gone to a lot, but ever since we've been able to reconnect, you know, more with you and the athletic department, you know, we're at a couple games a year on the football side, and have traveled with, you know, to other places like here in Minnesota in Notre Dame, and we're going to Ann Arbor this weekend. It's just something we try to help the student athlete. I mean, they go through a lot. We knew a lot of student athletes when we were at Central, and we know a fair amount of athletes who are at other colleges and the struggle that they have and trying to do it all. And so, you know, supporting them is just a passion of ours. And it's something we get a lot of joy out of. So that's really kind of where it comes from. And we love the chips. So, I mean, it's an easy decision for us to, you know, place some of our financial support in that area as well.
And Sherry, I know Tim said you had a lot to add. You guys have had loge box seats, and since I've been here, you've been big supporters, and I know your family, you guys enjoy having them there. What is it about the passions of athletics and the academic side and your own personal experience that really inspire you guys to give back?
I think it starts with just the memory of going to a football game on a beautiful, crisp fall day. Nothing better than sunny Kelly Shorts Stadium on a gorgeous fall afternoon. And when the Chips win, it's even better. So I think that was just so instilled in us and was just such a big part of our lives for 4 years. And as Tim said, we got away from it for a long time, moved to a different state, and obviously, you know, careers and raising children. And then when we could get back to it, we got that first taste, and it was like experiencing it all over again. We had so much fun in just getting back in that community, getting some of our fellow alumni back in the community, and the Champions Club and that center is so beautiful. Obviously that wasn't there when we went to school and things are a little bit different in the stadium, but that now as an alumni makes it so much more fun. You feel like you're really right on top of the field and get a front row seat to all the action. The student, it's hard enough being a student, a college student, but being a student athlete, I think is takes it to the next level. We ask so much of our students and our athletes that any way we can support them, even just by attending a game and cheering them on, is, you know, I think mandatory. Just we want to be able to put, you know, good product on the field and then also support students as they graduate and, you know, come out the other end of the machine, that they have a degree and some skills, life skills to succeed.
Well, I love how personal it is to both of your stories, attending athletics events, but then being successful in business. And I don't know if a lot of people know, but what's great about athletics, it is a front porch. And then people come back to campus. And usually when they give and support athletics, they give across where their stories were. Sherry, you've talked about working in work study and doing the president's mail. And you both had so many things going on campus that really it's just the front porch. And we have 250,000 incredible alums. And you two continue to be leaders. We've been in Minneapolis and you've hosted us for athletics and you've hosted us for business. Tell us a little bit about that, because I think that's important. We have 150,000 living alums in the state, but we have 100,000 beyond the borders, and you guys get the importance of engagement. So tell us a little bit about what you've done in Minneapolis.
Well, I'll let Tim talk about the business side, because he's really chairing the finance scholars from the College of Business. But on the other side, I've hosted, Minnesota actually has a huge, believe it or not, Central Michigan alumni network here. Quite a few alums live in the state of Minnesota, and we've had a couple different get-togethers, one before athletics, but just also mixers, and there'll be a couple coming down the pipeline as well. So any Minnesotans, alumni watching or listening, keep your eyes out. We're going to have a couple happy hours coming as well. But I'll let Tim talk about the business side.
Yeah, that's the other side of it. I mean, for us, we got involved, or I got involved at least, in the College of Business administration 10 years ago, when I was asked to be, by Dean Crespi, who was Dean of the College of Business at the time, to be on this advisory board that he was forming, and with the idea of, you know, bringing alumni back in, alumni engagement, but also with the purpose for him of helping to make sure that, you know, he used us as a sounding board to, you know, make sure that the curriculum, make sure that the opportunities that Central Michigan was giving students in the College of Business were relevant. And, you know, hopefully to set up some connections for jobs and for internships. So I started doing that in 2015. It required me to come back to campus twice a year, which was good, because it forced me, and then eventually us, Sherry and I both, to, you know, go get on campus in April, and then homecoming, and be a part of the family there. And I've enjoyed it. I'm still on the advisory board. I was a chair of it for a couple of years, and he rotates that. I mean, Dean Moberg has you know, has actually expanded that advisory board to 20 some people, which I think is great. And again, it's good for alumni. It's good for the college. So, it's one of those things where, we're Sherry and I both graduated from the College of Business, so we have that passion as well. And I think, you know, what's great is nowadays, I mean, what's happened, Amy, you know this, you know, I see more connection between, you know, the colleges, and especially the College of Business, and what athletics is doing. I know you guys have a lot more connectivity than I've seen in the past. And I think that's great, because I believe in something very strongly. You just said it. The athletic department is the front porch, and it is, you know, like it or not, if you're not a sports fan, that is something that is true. It's a marketing too old for the university. And I think it just makes the whole college experience a lot more fun. And I would say to anyone who's listening to this podcast, students especially, or alum, you know, go to a game. Go get your friends and go to the games, because, you know, 4 years comes and goes really fast if you're a student. And, you know, it's part of the experience that you'll remember for a very long time. And if you're an alum, you know, go get your family back together and go to a football game. The stadium's awesome, you know, and the atmosphere is great. It's gotten better over the past few years back to where I think it used to be. And we want to keep that going.
And President McKinnon, I know you've got to know Sherry and Tim over the short amount of time, but you say you got here in November last year, so you weren't able to be at the beginning of the year. In the last couple of weeks, you've been able to be on the road and get the full experience. So from a university perspective, what Tim and Sherry represent really, I think, is the goal for a lot of us. And like they said, we love Dean Moberg and collaborating with business and being lockstep. As a president, what do you see for philanthropy and the vision for this university as being key for the next step?
First of all, I just want to comment on Sherry. You know, this is interesting that she used to sort mail in the president's office. Sherry, I don't know if we can bring you back for not that or not, but we do have four students that work part-time in my office. So I'm not sure how much of their day is spent sorting my mail. I don't get that much, but it is, we still rely on students. And of course, a lot of our students, right? We hire them across the university because a lot of them do have that financial need. And so working here actually helps them ensure that they're going to complete and graduate. You know, Amy, to your question around the financial need and philanthropy, you know, I think for any university in this country, especially a public university, you know, there's the challenges around kind of just budgeting and finance. Our entire budget for the university is $461 million annually. And, you know, some of the folks listening to this might think, well, you know, that all comes from the state. They might be surprised. Now, the state of Michigan contributes less than $100 million of that. And so the rest of that certainly comes from tuition and our students, but also other sources such as fundraising and giving. This past year, our alums, just like Tim and Sherry and others, contributed $79 million back to our university. So it really is a significant part of our budgeting. It allows us to do things that we can't just do with state dollars, and also allows us to do things that we're not burdening students, because part of our mission is access. We're proud of that. And so keeping tuition affordable as well. So it really is individuals like Tim and Sherry that have bought into our vision, both on the academic side and the athletic side, that really allow us to do some very special things. And I would finally say, you know, those that are listening, even if, you know, you don't have the capacity, perhaps, of Dr. Magnuson and his wife, every amount helps. And it does send a message, just like Tim and Sherry were saying, just showing up at athletic events sends a message that you're supporting our students, even those who may not have a lot to give. Every bit definitely helps.
Tim and Sherry, your actions really do. I mean, I can tell how our department gets so excited. And when you believe and somebody makes that transformative gift that, you know, you guys have done some numbers and you've helped raise the bar in athletics, and it really does have a huge impact. But even just the belief and the support that people feel and knowing that what they do makes an impact. And we have our maroon and gold bold campaign that you both gave that first transformative gift for. We're at 22 of the $25 million goal, and this is our last year. But last year we set a record of $10 million in athletics, part of the $79 million overall that President McKinnon was talking about for the university. And we have $1.4 in annual fundraise, which was a record. And you two really were at the beginning. And it's people like you, and you talk about the Chippewa Champion Center being an incredible building. That doesn't happen without folks like you. So I just really want to say thank you for your impact and ask you, what are some of your best memories around some of your gifts here at CMU and what it means for both of you?
One thing that Tim, I think, began to mention is we also sponsor the finance scholars program in the College of Business. And we've been able to bring them here to Minneapolis to visit different corporations and to, you know, tour Tim's company, to attend CFA dinners, and then to meet with these young adults. And they just blow our minds away. Like, I feel like they are so much more advanced than I ever was at their age. And it's just been really fun to get to know them. And we would have never had that opportunity had we not, one, gotten involved, but two, you know, just taken that first step in opening our door and inviting them here. And we've really gotten close to a couple of them and still stay in touch now that they're out working in the real world. And I think just that personal connection has really been rewarding to us.
No doubt. Tim, what's been one of the most memorable philanthropic impacts for you in your giving?
Well, the impact, I get, you know, we get these letters from people who are, you know, are beneficiaries of the first scholarship that we did, which was the study abroad scholarship. And there's, you know, it's just really cool to see, you know, the personal impact that you're making at an individual level and see, oh, I went to Spain, or I went to Australia or something like that. I would never be able to do that without this. And you can see it just through their own writing that, you know, it transforms. It's kind of transformational for them. It's creating an experience that they'll remember forever and use forever, but would not have otherwise been able to do. That's, you know, the impact wise. I mean, I look at, you know, the athletic side, and we know, Amy, I mean, we've spent enough time with you to know how you came in kind of during COVID and just how difficult it was at that point in time and how much upheaval there's been in college athletics. And, you know, to be a part of helping that overall, I mean, there's no one particular thing that stands out as for me personally, that's satisfactory, you know, brings a lot of satisfaction, but the whole thing does. I mean, just being able to help out and help keep, you know, CMU athletics, not just relevant, but, you know, competitive and a part of the university that's, you know, that's an important part. Seeing some of the growth that's happened there, you know, seeing, you know, some coaches, you know, new coaches come in, and just your ability to attract, you know, a guy like, you know, Coach Drinkle in. I think that's to me, that's really cool to see. And I hope there's a lot. I hope that the football program has, you know, enormous amounts of success. I think it will under him, but that's part of it. And just being a part of that has, I think, brought me a lot of joy personally.
Well, I love having a great business school because you have a lot of great business minds to, you know, learn from off of. And, you know, knowing Sherry's the boss, she also, like you said, Tim, you give her a lot of credit. And we know how dynamic she is. So really just enjoy you two invest not only just the money, it's the time, it's the passion, it's the care. And, you know, I know our president's about having us being a caring university, and I think like attracts like, so it's not a surprise he ends up here. But also he has visions for Forge the Future campaign and athletics. We did our campaign, but it was a prelude and a start to the university's bigger campaign. So, President, you want to share a little bit about that vision? And I know we've got Tim and Sherry to thank because they're going to be taking a leadership role in that as well.
That's right. Yeah. So our next campaign for university, we're calling Forge the Future. And you're right, Tim and Sherry are part of the steering committee that's guiding that. We're in planning phase right now, so it'll formally launch in September of 26. So we have to wait a year. It's kind of one of those things. There's a lot of suspense, you know, but really what we're looking at are kind of identifying, you know, what should be the main priorities in that. So speaking with deans and other academic leaders, alums, and really trying to put together, again, what is our vision for the next 5+ years? And so we're really excited about the campaign, the planning. Certainly anybody listening to this, you'll be invited back. There'll be lots of invites to join us in McGurk Arena in September of 26. You know, some things that'll be part of that. Certainly athletics will be a key part of that, building on the Maroon and Gold Bold campaign, as well things on the academic side that I know are personal to Tim and Sherry across all of our colleges. So student scholarships, you know, he mentioned study abroad and other programmatic support. And I can, you know, personally speak myself as a former faculty member and former department chair and dean, things that come out of campaigns like Forge the Future truly do make a difference. And so, again, we're in the planning phase now. Tim and Sherry are helping to shape that next campaign. We'll be meeting in as a group for the first time in person in October next month. So looking forward to that.
Well, we are excited as well. I know it's coming and we're building to it and a lot of the success we're already having under you. But Tim and Sherry, you guys have had honorary doctoral degrees in May of 2025. Tim, in the spring 2025, you spoke at Commencement for the graduate school, and now you guys are going to be on the steering committee for the campaign. And so what are you excited about with the campaign coming up for the university and working with Dr. McKinnon to forge the future for CMU?
You know, we just see all the aspects of the university come together, with us both being College of Business. You know, I just kind of know that corner. And then obviously athletics, but to see everything that Central has to offer. And we are so thankful to have been a part of it, and we will preach that to anyone who will listen. So to just share that, you know, with the community, with alumni, with the next generation, to get them involved, get them back, and let them see what Central's doing and the students that they're putting out and the amazing programs that we have. So I guess just to share that with more people so that more people are aware of what a great school Central is.
Yeah, I mean, I getting to work with, getting to know some of our fellow alum who are going to be on that steering committee as well, and some of the, you know, the folks like President McKinnon who are going to be involved in it. And really, yeah, just trying to reach people who I think it'll be interesting, you know, an interesting journey to try to reach this massive alumni base that we have. We have, I believe, 240,000 alum or something like that. You know, it's a huge base, and there's, I think, you know, because Amy, you've mentioned this a few times about Central alum that you've learned, and it's kind of, I think there's a bit of probably humility, maybe a little too much so, and in some ways that there's been a lot of successful graduates from this fine university, and you know, to be able to get them engaged on any level philanthropically would be great. And I'm looking forward to seeing how this shakes out. I think it's going to be a very, you know, very successful, not just from a fundraising perspective, but an alumni engagement, getting people back to that great campus and university and re-engaging with them. I think that'll be interesting.
Yes, you guys have had nieces, nephews, generations be part of CMU. And you talked about how special this place is. If there is one thing that comes to mind, or you know, it could be a couple of things, but in a short time frame, what is it about CMU that you've seen that's been your family legacy and generational that is so special? Because you guys are a testament to that. You've talked about you met each other here. You have so many memories, but what is it about CMU that makes it special?
I love the community, the campus. I think it starts with the campus. We have the best campus. It's so beautiful, especially in the fall when everything is nature is maroon and gold. Love the campus, such a proper, beautiful campus and buildings. And then it's the people in it. You really feel like it's a small university. And I think of like-minded people. It's, you know, there's a special type of person that goes to Central, and it just seems to fit. Like, they're just good people. And we will tell that to anyone who listens. Like, as you mentioned, Amy, we had a nephew and a niece. We had brought them there since they were babies. And sure enough, they ended up every Christmas, they got a Central sweatshirt, and it worked. They both graduated with their undergrad and recently with their master's degrees from Central. So we are so proud. And that just takes it to the next level when you see the next generation enjoying it and being successful in putting their degrees to work as well.
And President McKinnon, I know you've got to know them a little bit, and you've been here not quite a year, but alumni like Tim and Sherry, like, what does that mean to a university like CMU? And they said there's 240,000, and they said there's a lot of successful ones like them, but what is that impact for a university and what your vision is for where you're taking it?
Yeah, so it's been a little bit over 10 months. I haven't met all 240,000 yet, but you know, I'm well on my way. And I have to say, it's been really inspiring to my wife and I, Leanne, just as we've traveled, you know, both locally here in Mount Pleasant, Isabella County, Central Michigan, across the state of Michigan, but also beyond there, meeting alums and doing events in Washington, D.C., North Carolina, Florida, and other locations. I think Tim touched on it in some of his remarks earlier. Uniformly, our alums are people that have grit. A lot of them have come from very humble beginnings, but know that this place has transformed them, and they have that sense of humility yet today. And so I got to tell you, just as university president, it's incredibly inspiring when you hear those stories. And again, to have friends like Tim and Sherry that get it, that understand that, and pay it forward. In this case, you know, a couple of their own family members, but again, I'm not sure if we'll have Sherry come back and, you know, sort my mail, but we certainly appreciate all that Tim and Sherry are doing and others that may be listening to this. So again, it does matter. You do make a difference. And I would say even from beyond the financial, just to have those mentors and role models, you know, people that provide internships for our students, or just guidance as well. Those things are equally as important.
Yes, we often say time, talent, and treasure, and you guys have so much, and we have people that can do what they can, and you've talked about different phases of your life. You could do different things, right? And I think it's important to honor and respect everybody where that is, and it is the village that makes it happen. Is there anything we haven't covered today that you'd like to share or say?
I'll come back and sort President McKinnon's mail, but he'll have to give me a quarter raise, because that's what I got every semester that I stayed on. I got a quarter raise. So if this is going to be another semester, I'll need an extra quarter. So,
all right, Sherry, I'll talk to my people and they'll get back to your people and see if we can work something. But I think the volume, you know, now that it's pretty much all email, the amount of actual physical mail I get, it's pretty sparse these days.
I bet that's one of the many changes, I'm sure, in the last 30 years.
If I could have someone sort my email, now we're talking. I like, that would be, Tim and Sherry, you probably had the same issues, right?
That'll cost you 50 cents.
Okay.
But she can do it from Minneapolis. That's the good thing.
Work remote. I love it.
Yes. No, we love Central. We are, you know, just so proud. I am proud, and I, you know, will tell that, you know, I brought my degree from Central Michigan, and I'm proud to say that.
I'll say this about CMU and CMU students, and I've had my own experience with students hiring people from universities that have maybe a little more national prominence than Central Michigan does. But I've also hired quite a few students and have people on my staff from Central Michigan, from the College of Business, and nobody outworks or outhustles us, you know, Chippewas. And I think that's kind of the hallmark of a student there is little bit of a, you know, no pun intended, chip on the shoulder and, you know, work hard, hustle, and make your own way. And I think that's, you know, that's kind of what we are. And I from what I see from students who are currently there and who I've interacted with over the past 10 years, that's not changed. And that's a good thing. So we definitely got a better looking campus than Michigan, but I'm pretty proud of it. I know Sherry and I both are. We fly our flag, and very proud to be alum of Central Michigan.
Yeah, so there's a national organization might be new to some listeners of this called Carnegie, but if you're a university president, you pay a lot of attention to Carnegie because they're probably the number one organization for a ranking university. So this spring, they came with a brand new designation called Opportunity Universities. In order to become an Opportunity University, you have to do two things and do them both well. One is providing excellent access to your university for students. So for example, your university just can't be for the rich and privileged. It has to be, and for us, you know, being a public university, that's part of our DNA. So we, according to Carnegie, we check that box. We provide excellent access to students to a university education. The second box you have to check looks at return on investment. And so Carnegie actually tracks salaries up to 20 years post-graduation. And when they looked at CMU grads, they found that we shone in that area as well. So if you check both boxes, you become an opportunity university. Across the whole country, only 16% became an opportunity university, only 4 in Michigan. And if you look at the 4 in Michigan, we were actually the top. So we are the top opportunity university in Michigan. And again, I think, you know, Tim and Sherry's story fits perfectly with that, where they found a home here as students. And as Sherry admitted, you know, maybe her and Tim a little different academic standing initially, but man, they both knocked it out of the park as far as return on investment. So again, that's part of our DNA. We're very proud of that. Forbes magazine actually last month did a feature story on opportunity universities. We were one of 2 universities that were featured in that. And just this week, time of recording this, Crane's Detroit Business, I wrote an editorial about that they've published this week, again, talking about our designation as an opportunity university.
That's powerful. Yeah. Opportunity university. I mean, I couldn't say it better myself. That's what it was for us.
Well, and I heard you guys saying that, and I've heard Dr. McKinnon, and rightly so. So a lot of the things that you say and have been a part of, and then his Caring University and the Opportunity University, like, it's all coming together. And again, like attracts like. So it's not a surprise. Really excited and proud to be here. And Tim and Sherry, you've been here from the beginning, and we're getting on to 5 years. And really just a proud of all of our alums and student athletes. And it's a really special place. And you two are a testament to that in so many ways. So thank you for your time today. Thanks for all you do. And we look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Fire up chips.
Fire up chips.
All right. Fire up.